Blog Talk Radio.
The Valley of the Dry Bones has awakened. All right, we have Harold has a comment. Shalom, Harold. Okay, Harold dropped. All right, 414 area code. 757 area code. 757 Lee has a comment.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, do me a favor. Cut me off in the background. Yeah, cut me off in the background, if you will. Thank you.
All right. Am I good now, Elder?
Okay, you're perfect. How are you?
Shalom, Elder. I'm Brother Lee from GOCCVA. All praise to the Most High, Hayah Bashim, Yeshayah, Blah, Blah, Blah. Give a blessing and an honor to you and Elder Lawyer, to all the elders of GOCC, to the deacons and the officers of GOCCVA, and also to the deacons and elders of GOCC as a body as a whole. I want to speak on the, first of all, of the hip-hop culture itself. I came up in hip-hop, and I'm a 70s baby. I was born in 1970. And I came up in the hip-hop era, and knowing that when hip-hop came about, it was a bunch of fighting and violence going on, and hip-hop itself, you started rap and breaking to stop the violence. So when hip-hop and everything came about, we was pretty much trying to come out of an awakening during that time. And those people, I won't call their name, but those people, the powers that be, they seen that, and they wanted to take a hold of that at that time, the hip-hop culture. Now, I'm a spiritual person. I look at prophecy. So the spirit of Christ is the spirit of prophecy.
Okay.
So when I look at prophecy, I look at that time in the Bronx where hip-hop started. Hip-hop started in the Bronx with the Puerto Ricans, Ephraim, and Judah, the so-called black man. Northern Kingdom, Southern Kingdom.
Yep.
That was a culture right then that the Most High was doing a movement. We was starting our own language. We came up with the words. We came up with our own words, fresh. Came up with our own dance, breaking. So the power of the B wanted to take control and control that. Here it is now in the late, that was in like 77, early 80s. Here it is now, 40 years later. That word, that number 40 is a very important number. 40 years later, we coming out of that, and they want to stop this, they want to stop this, like you said, not a movement, an awakening. They want to stop that. But they can't stop it.
They can't.
They can't stop. So the only thing I want to say is that with Brother Kanye, he has to use the word of God, not just use his word. He got to use the word of God because they can't fight the word of God. The word of God is going to be what it's going to be, and they can't stop it. And so they're not really – if you notice that guy that's dressed in black, he's dressed in black coming to get, talking to Kanye. He ain't just some guy just come randomly. They put that guy in front of Kanye. What Kanye got to realize, he need to get up under somebody, that learn about somebody, use his resources as a whole, as the children of Israel, use his resources and let people, elders, lead and guide him and let the word of God be true. Because they can't come against him.
I believe that time is coming. Just keep on
Yes.
All
yes.
right.
And
thank you, Barbara.
Yes. And I just want to say thank you, elders. And I think what Kanye West is doing is just an awakening, and they can't stop it, and they just want to control it. And the only thing I say is for Kanye, my brother Kanye, keep going, keep striving. And for the whole Israelite body. The Most High is doing something in this world that never in a time before, even with Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, there's never been a time in this world where the people is actually saying that the people of God is actually saying that we are the children of God. And that's what's scaring everybody.
Hey, brother, that's powerful. I really appreciate it, brother, and I'm going to see you when I get there, all right?
Hey, shalom, shalom. All praise.
Shalom. All praise. All praise. Strong brothers. And yes, and we're going to continue to lift Brother Kanye up in prayer. And let him know that in the spirit he isn't alone. And I believe the Most High, the heavenly angels can protect him and be a hedge around him as he transitions into being able to use the word. Use the word as his sword. 631 area code.
Shalom, Shalom.
Shalom, Yedekiah. I'm trying to get through these, so let's go all the way through. Floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. First of all, double honors to you, elders. And just to stay on the topic at hand, how are Israelites changing the world? To be honest, elder, whenever we go street preaching, I like to touch on certain scriptures that can touch the people that we're preaching to. And, you know, when it comes to our brother Kanye, I can't help but think of Hosea chapter 1, 10 and 11. And not to say that he's, you know, more than, you know, what we are, but I can't help but link his impact in our current world and his reach and his resources and how much he could be a major puzzle piece in us leaving Babylon, so to say.
Could be. And I'll tell you this, brother, when it says Hosea, in the land where it said, ye are not my people, I'm sure that's what you're referencing. In that same land, it shall be said that ye are the sons of the living God. In that same land that we were told we were black or African or any other name outside of God. Common sense, Zedekiah, should have told our people that we weren't Africans or Kemetic or Egyptian, because you didn't see the people who were running the world trying to be any of that.
Mm-hmm.
If they had such value, they would have taken that role. Common sense would tell you, you have to look at where the power is to understand that they know where the power comes from, Israel. But all in all, brother, what we're seeing, if at the least, and I think he's more than that, at the least, what's going on with Kanye West, the Most High is using him in this space in time as a sign. There's many signs. He's a sign that the word of God goes out and don't come back void. He said that everyone in the earth would know who were the children of Israel before it was over. The whole earth would know. It tell you about the glory that will come at the very end, where all the nations would be amazed at our people, at the rising of our people. He's an example and a sign to that prophecy, that even in dark places that none of us dare to go, Israel is being spoken. And guess what? That cannot be, if that's being spoken, the name of the Most High is also being spoken there. And the devil and his ministers are quaking right now. Speaking Israel in Kanye circles and places we dare to go, the Most High's name is there. The devil is getting warned in our absence. Thank you, my brother. I hope to see you soon.
Likewise, Elder. Shalom. Much blessing.
Shalom. Great scripture, too. Great scripture. Boy, man, our people are waking up. All right, we have 971. We're going to go down the line. Give us your name and location. Go ahead. 971 area code. Okay, they hung up, unfortunately. This is Christ, 470 area code.
Oh, it's Chris. Chris, Elder.
Okay. I'm like, who we got here? Many shall come in my name. I'm like, who's this? Okay, Chris,
right.
How you doing, Chris?
How you doing? Shalom, Elder.
Shalom.
Yeah, it's like what you said, what you've been saying. Well, I wanted to say Bill Cosby, he was like, you know, a father that everybody wanted in their home. So they had to do what they did to him. And also, it's right now it's the awakening, and seeds are being planted everywhere, Elder. Everybody that's out here, we're trying to talk to family members. So now that Kanye is doing what he's doing, now our family members look like, hold up. You know, it's going to make them start, second-guessing them not opening that book and reading. I just want to read one scripture, elders. It's John 15:7. And it says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and you shall be done. It shall be done unto you. So if we abide in the word of Yeshua keep planting these seeds, then, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. what we ask, you know, like our family members to come into this light, this great awakening, that things to start opening. I think this is great for our people to see something like this occurring, because it's going to spread like wildfire, like the awakening first started. So, you know, I just like to thank you for your work, your constant work, and thank all the elders. Keep diving into these studies, and just keep going and keep praying, and look out for each other.
Well, thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother, and thank you for the scripture, all right?
Yes, hallelujah.
That's a strong, strong, strong Hebrews in the house. 414 area code. We're here for Jews and Gentiles alike. 515-605-9327. You got 10 minutes before the lines cut out. 414 area code. You're live with Elder Ricard Shiar, myself, Elder Lawyer, and the Gathering of Christ Church. 414.
Shalom, Elder. This is Sister Nicole.
How are you doing?
Okay? Yeah, I just wanted. I'm doing good, and you?
Thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a statement that I saw in an article that in 2020, Kanye had actually visited Haiti and visited the President Moise, and he purchased a small island out there with an Iranian partner. With the goal of rebuilding it or building it up a community or something. And yeah, that is interesting. And then I saw another article recently that it was discovered that Haiti had one of the world's largest oil reserves that they just discovered. And so I don't think that that's a coincidence that now the U.S. is going over.
Let me tell you, they've been sitting on. They found out that oil reserve you see it on system. I'm glad you're bringing it up. They found out about that before the earthquake in Haiti.
Mm.
So there was speculation that there was some type of weather destabilization conspiracy thing out there. I'm just putting out the alleged that would allow the Clintons and all that came in, knowing that those resources were there. I'm going to tell you, Haiti is not just sitting on oil. They're sitting on a lot of rich resources. And it's a shame mm-hmm. that those people, Levi, God's people, can't really take advantage of the beauty of that particular land the Most High blessed them with. But you're right. They're sitting on a lot of oil there. A lot of oil. Go on.
Yeah, and so now they're experiencing inflation, you know, really bad there, and high prices at the gas pump, and they have all that oil and can't even use it for themselves, and they're looting for water and food. It's just terrible there.
I know, but hey, that's an example of Kanye and others we were talking about. It's time to pull resources to help our people.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. So I'm glad we put it out there, because I know what the Most High do. Those are God's people over there suffering, and a lot of that is intentional, right? They turn our people in, living in a third world status. No way the Dominican Republic and Haiti should be living like this. You
right.
understand? So, the Most High is heeding the call by awakening the people, and soon those with resources are going to pull together, you know, to actually, you know, get things tangible for the very end. Keep in mind, matter of fact, you have anything else to say before I go to the next caller?
No, that was all I wanted to add.
Oh, well, thank you, sister. Let me go to the next call then. All right.
You're welcome. Shalom.
Shalom. I don't know what the tangibles are going to be. I don't know if the world powers will ever do right and give our people reparations. But what I do know is that at the very end coming out of Egypt, we left Egypt that with much substance. So I'm telling brothers and sisters, whatever we have now, we have to turn into something tangible, because it's coming around real time where the Most High will allow us to have enough to survive. The Most High said in the Old Testament that we're going to have cattle, land, gold, all of that in the wilderness. So I don't know by what the Most High is going to do it, but it will get done. Okay? That's right. I don't know if they're going to be through reparations, but somehow we're going to pull our resources and get something tangible that the Most High will preserve for us. And one other thing. It tells us in the book of Jasher where Joseph, once the king of Egypt, Imhotep, hid a whole gold reserve in the desert. And it tells us in the book of Enoch that at the very end, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi will be in the desert for the final war against Edom upon the arrival of the Messiah. That's right, folks. Joseph hid gold in the desert that none of them can find. Ishmael can't even find. Both sides are going to give it back to us. It's prophecy. Well before the wilderness, we will have the resources and the gold that the Most High had Joseph hide. It's like the same way with the Ark of the Covenant. There's angels who are cloaking that particular gold and all that that they can't get access to. So Levi is going to be okay. Judah is going to be okay. We just have to make it through this trouble and band together, that's right, to exalt righteousness to be protected through these times. Matter of fact, I'm going to be talking about that the next time I teach Egypt to show you. There's gold for us waiting in the earth. All over the earth, there's stuff waiting for us that the devil can't get. 561 area code.
Elder Rakar, Shalom.
Shalom, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed by the best. His name is Ahayu.
Talk to me.
Okay, so with this Kanye situation, I wrote down some notes because I'm going to be quick
Lord
and read
Lord.
It. So I look at the situation with Ye, like Paul from back in the day, when it comes to the Most High and how he utilizes who we may think he would never choose to do his will, because Paul was outright murdering Israelites. And more than likely, those Israelites probably thought Paul was a straight-out Satanist because of his actions. But the Most High had a plan for Paul, and similar to Ye, Paul was in high standings amongst the ops as well. Now this is how mysteriously the Most High operates, and most of us don't understand it. I believe the Most High allowed Ye to gain acceptance and get into the company of who we call the higher ups, gaining their trust, and to the point where they're doing big business contracts with him, such as Adidas, Balenciaga, and Guess, only for the Most High to spark that awakening in him that he couldn't contain, causing him to be willing to risk all of his worldly gains for following Christ and planning to free his people. So now when these big companies like Balenciaga, Guess, and Adidas drop and ostracize him publicly, it's observed worldwide by our people, who are the biggest consumers in the world to the tune of over $1.2 trillion annually. So now we're ceasing to spend our money with these companies, and they're starting to spend it again amongst our people. Now, their company stocks are starting to plummet like Adidas has already done overnight. Hence the mysteriousness of the Most High, because he woke Israel out of their stupor of frivolously spending our money on these outrageously expensive name brand items when we can spend our money within our own communities and receive a better quality of product for a third of the cost. So I believe Israelites are changing the world by beginning to be the beacon we were commanded to be. And the other nations are taking notice and have begun to gravitate towards us, whether their intentions be negative or positive. The world is taking notice. So I just want to say, Kwam Yashawala, all praises to Ahayu. And with that, I yield.
But with that, I yield too. And guess what, brother? I'm glad he brought that out about Adidas. I don't know if Elder Lawyer is listening to this.
Yeah, I'm here.
Russell Simmons did a he put a message out there on YouTube for Kanye West. I don't have an opportunity to play it. I'll probably play it this Friday, where he talked about how Adidas was about to go under. Adidas was about to go under, and it was Run DMC. For those who don't know, I already had it queued up right here. I already had it queued up where he's holding Adidas. And he's telling Kanye, you know, it's time for us to do it ourselves. But I'll save this for Friday. Adidas was about to go under until Run DMC used that and turned Adidas into a multi-million dollar powerhouse with My Adidas. Even the shell tops and all that was ideas that were through Russell Simmons and all of them who worked with it allegedly to bring Adidas to the popularity we've come to love. Adidas is a staple within hip-hop culture. The same way Nike wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for Michael Jordan. We're the formers of all things and the trendsetters for the earth. Now, I'm going to make a call out right now because I already told my son. I spoke to my son earlier today. And this is what I'm doing for my home. Anything that he has, any company that canceled Adidas, we'd throw it out of our house, and we are, or any, let me make it clear, any company that have canceled Kanye for freedom of speech, we ought to throw all of their items out of our home and don't support it going forward.
Right.
One of my sons, he does a trade thing where he make money trading sneakers and all that. And I made it clear, son, we're going to make a stand, all right? Straight up. If that brother's canceled, you are not, we ought to stand and show that they cannot do this to our people when our people stand up, even if you disagree with what they're saying. Even if you disagree. So if they can do this, what can they do to any of us? That means none of us have the freedom to say something. Listen, if I'm wrong, disagree with me. I thought we was in America, freedom of religion, freedom to disagree. So the whole thing is, if I see Adidas around here, guess what? I'm punting. They are out of here. And a matter of fact, I'm not dealing with nothing. If they can't, you can't cancel our people. Why? Because it was our culture that made you.
Right.
It was our culture that made you. Here's the guy right here. Listen. They was going to go bankrupt. And this brother out of the hood with Run DMC came up with My Adidas to save the company. If anything, folks, it's time for us to cancel them. Don't support any business that deny Kanye West the freedom to say things that the world disagree with. You cancel them. Throw their stuff out and don't support their businesses going forward. He had a message right here. Here's the message. Check it out at the very end. Let me get straight to it. He said he's jealous of their power. It says now Kanye West, now that he's free, he can now help his community. You hear that, Kanye? I know Kanye's seen it. He's holding up My Adidas. He was doing that facetiously. How dare you cancel somebody when it was black people out of the slums of New York that saved your company? It's time for our people to make a stand and say, you know what? If you cancel our people, we'll cancel your products. I told my son, anything with Adidas, throw it out. Or any other company. This is how you show If they don't understand anything, their shareholders understand the bottom line. They understand when they're losing money. This is Chris. Is this the same Chris with the comment? Oh, yeah, that was Chris. I already had you there. Yeah, I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sorry, Chris. Jerry has a comment. Sorry about that. Jerry?
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, sir. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, floor is yours.
What I don't understand, well, I think I read one time that they look at us as goy, and to us, I mean, to them, we're like less than animals, and it's lawful for them to treat us as such, and it's lawful for them to lie to us as well.
Allegedly. Go on.
I think it'll be pretty difficult to have like an honest conversation with them.
Well, they won't allow an honest conversation. They won't allow it. Right? I believe that Kanye could have articulated himself differently. But you know what? He's expressing the pain. He's highlighting the pain he's experienced in his personal life by the people in number that he sees are operating against him. Regardless of whether or not we agree with how he's delivering this, he understands what people are doing what to him, right? And that should at least be examined. He shouldn't be just be dismissed. It should be looked at to the degree where, just say if someone is talking about us as a monolith, blaming all black people, whatever the case is, I would examine that and say, well, okay, let me look at this so that we can correct amongst our people what's harming you. The same way, right? I wouldn't dismiss it to allow my people to continue to hurt your people. I would at least have enough respect to hear what you have to say, even if I totally don't agree with it or I feel offended by it. See, and that's a shame. The only people who can express their pain openly is other people. We can't talk about who's doing anything to us, right? But they can talk about what happened in Germany. They can, like, even gays can talk about the bullying that happened to them and point out who did it to them. But we're the only people who are victims, been victims by these same people that's out here who can't say in particular a certain group that have always done something against us.
Well, you know, we're told to forget.
So what we need is some political equality here. We should be able to point it out. And guess what? If it doesn't feel good, so what? You offended, so what? Look at what our people went through. So it's time. Look, the days of silencing people for speaking against the evil that is done with us, done against us, those days of us not saying anything are long gone. Go on. You have the last word.
Oh, that's all, Elder. That's all.
Okay, thank you, my brother. Let's go down. We well beyond the time, but I knew this would be a long. I knew this would be a long broadcast, but you know, there's so many things going on in the background, preparing to fly over the pond and all that. But you know, I'm getting so much conversation being had with all of this. We have to talk about it. One second. I don't know if Gaja wanted to come in. I didn't see Gaja, but I'll wait for that. 732 area code. Darian,
Shalom.
Darian, you're next. Shalom, Sam. How are you?
I'm well, Elder, and to you also, Elder Lloyd. I wanted to comment on the executive that was talking about mainly with Dame Dash. And it seems like these people, no matter how big we get as a people, they still see us as little. And I could kind of like see that. I don't know if you remember the time with the Clippers owner, the thing with Magic Johnson.
Yeah,
remember the one? Well, I forgot his name. how he spoke about Magic. And Magic is not somebody who is poor or is not in even in the league, but how he belittled him to whoever that lady was, you know, talking about him and how would you bring somebody like that to my game or whatever the case might have you be. So it's not something new for them to talk to us like that. And like you said, Charlemagne did enough to stop him right there. Don't disrespect this type of person in that type of manner. And concerning Kanye West, I don't know if I'm right on this. I remember the time when he made the comment, slavery was a choice. I believe in some way that was almost like he was prophesying, because if you think about it, us coming out of Egypt, if we don't choose God and we choose other God, we'll go right back into slavery. So I believe God is using them in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. And concerning if we are changing the world, I believe we always have changed the world. It's just for good and bad. It's just the fact that we just didn't profit the most out of it in that sense. And now they are getting to the recognition that is going to come to an end, because now we're realizing that we are God's people, and we know once we hedge under God that we will be on the top. And even worse, they might be thinking that they will have to come to us for handouts, just like we always did, because at the end of the day, they have nothing that much that's that much profitable. Even they people are looking to us to get our products. So once we get to that realization, I believe it's going to go all the way. So that's my take on this thing. And I also got a poem if that there's enough time. So it's yours.
You have a what?
I also have a poem if I have enough time.
Well, I'm running a little late. Can you hold it for next week for me, brother, if you don't mind?
No problem, sir.
All right. Thank you. Now, speaking of, because Kanye West was talking about also the hypocrisy of the media. Right now, out of nowhere, there's other people coming up with allegations on this brother right here, Deshaun Watt, based on what's going on with some type of massages and all those things, right? Now, already, folks, he settled out of court, and guess what? The law, guess what? The prosecutor could not bring one charge against any of these women. So they had to go the civil way to try to strong arm him publicly so that he'll pay money to these women that he went to parlors with and all that. Not agreeing with his activity, but I'm going to show you the hypocrisy of the media. He hasn't been charged with anything, folks. The DA say they couldn't charge him with anything, but yet they went the civil way to show you how they use the law, like it speak of in the Apocrypha. But check this out. How many of you knew this? The owner of the New England Patriots. Did y'all know that after the Super Bowl, that he had some alleged activity with some women at a massage parlor, whatever the case is? And guess what? The judge orders destruction of alleged sex tapes of Robert Kraft. You see the difference in how the media does promote this? They have alleged, how can someone order destruction of alleged sex tapes? Either there's sex tapes or there isn't sex tapes.
Right.
But you see how the media works for them? This is what Kanye West is talking about. None of this is in the news anywhere. This guy is able to, he owned one of the darling franchises of the NFL throughout all of history. And you would have thought that this guy was a saint. Now, suppose this was a black athlete with an alleged sex tape. And see, this is the hypocrisy here. What judge ordered destruction of evidence of proven wrongdoing? But yet they still going after this brother who's just trying to make enough money so that his family can have something down the line. And guess what? They couldn't actually file criminal charges to prosecute him in regular. There's not enough evidence for that. But now they got the civil right to drop the raker through the media mud so that he can pay for the story to go away. This is what they do to us, folks. Darian has a comment.
Yeah.
Hi, Darian.
How you doing, bro? How you doing, Brother Recraw?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys forever, man. That brother, Elder Lawyer, he read that Bible better than anybody I ever heard, man. I just wanted to say that. Y'all guys, I haven't seen you on YouTube in a while. And y'all inspired me to study the scriptures to find out who I am. And it's such a great feeling to know that we the true children of the Most High. And right now, man, Kanye to me is being used by the Most High to awaken us. He could use you to guide him, though, like how Moses' brother did, like how you were saying he could articulate himself better. To me, he needs someone, you know, there with him, you know, to, you know, guide him through what to say. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
He definitely should have a good support, a support council.
Yeah, man, because he has the resources and he has the influence, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To wake a lot of our people up. Like, you woke me up. I'm not going to lie, man, just searching through YouTube and trying to figure out who I was as a people. Because I asked my mom as a kid who I was, and she couldn't even tell me. She's a Christian, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, you know, like George Floyd family right now, they want to sue the man for $250 million when he paid them $2 million for the funeral. So you know that's somebody evil that done got behind them pushing them up to do that. You know?
This thing is politically driven, allegedly. This is way greater than George Floyd, obviously, because they didn't even sue the people who killed George Floyd for $250 million.
Exactly. Exactly.
But
like you said,
this?
Though, man, we got to boycott and counsel them, too, because we got to stick together. We got to stick together just like how they stick together. You know what I mean?
Now we cannot get behind any political agendas that they're using black people for in our communities during the election. And if a cop happened with something, if they use it politically to get votes, we're going to back up off it. The most we can do is support it privately and put everything in place to make sure our people are protected going forward so that stuff like George Floyd doesn't happen. Outside of that, we can no longer get behind these political machines that's using a black man's death to get votes. I'm done with it already.
Exactly.
And obviously, there's something going on where if it was one way or the other, only thing the brother's saying is the cops killed George Floyd. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it happened. But I digress. I'm just saying. But this is them taking certain provocative points to call him crazy instead of dealing with the issues we should be talking about.
Right.
About us being Israel. About the comparison of why there's inequality, because there was no equality in ancient Egypt because we are the people who were enslaved in Egypt. Why didn't they make that a talking point opposed to George Floyd? Because they can use that conversation to get some political sympathy against them. They cherry pick what they would discuss that came from them. Unless they're going to discuss everything, we don't want to hear nothing they have to say.
Yeah.
Why cherry
pick about the atrocities we went through?
Yeah, exactly. But go on.
I'm saying they never bring up the atrocities that we went through. They always bring up what they went through. And more of our people suffered and died during the Atlantic slave trade than any of their people ever did.
See, but listen, those are some good points. You know, I'm not one to argue who died more so than people need to go to those who've done it to them and discuss their atrocities with them.
Yes, but it's like everybody's been paid reparations for what they went through as a people, except us. We're the only people on the face of the earth that hasn't been, you know, reprimanded for what we went through.
That's correct. But guess what? The Most High is bringing amends. All right, brother, let me take you off.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Right
All praise
you
to
will.
The Most High. Thanks.
Bless you, brother. One point in particular is that if there's any atrocities that have been done by another people, we shouldn't hear about that. That should be aimed towards those who've done it to you. We need to face those who've attacked us, destroyed us, who have incentivized themselves on us, and continue to do so. If someone talk about something that happened over in Europe, whatever, all due respect, I can sympathize, but we need to make sure you put things in place so that they don't do anything like that to you again. We didn't do nothing to you. So that's dusting up smoke so that we don't address the real issues that's going on. Right? 727 area code. Shalom. All right. I'm going to the next call. 727, no one's there. Augustus has a comment.
Hey, how you doing, Elder?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya. Talk to me.
Oh, good. This thing is so deep. I'm going to try to just cut through these notes. Because it's too many. It's too deep. But I wanted to say, GLCC, it has changed the world already, for sure. There's just no way around that. And I want to be clear, I'm not about to attack Kanye West at all, and I'm not trying to sit in judgment, because the Most High God can use any.
Listen, brother, listen, you're open to your opinion.
Yeah,
I'm not here to defend Kanye West. Only thing is there's much to criticize because what? Because there's many cameras on him. He's the topic of discussion in the earth right now, and he's going through a transition with everyone looking. I'm just glad, like I said earlier, that cameras wasn't on any of us during our transition, because I'm sure people would have been able to pick it apart.
And that's the reason why I'm not sitting in judgment. The only thing I'm doing is I just want to look at it from a different
perspective,
because, you know, this is dangerous times. And, yeah, the Most High can use anyone. And in a sense, he's already been used, because how many more hundreds of thousands or millions of people do you think have looked into what you all are doing since he's been talking, even though he's saying the same things you all are already saying and have been saying for years and years? So,
yes.
But even more people are being steered in that direction. On the interview, real quick, the interview was kind of disingenuous, because he talked about those atrocities that took place in Europe, and that was them against their own. Kanye's he's a brilliant man, and he should have called him out on that, because we're dealing with the same atrocities, worse atrocities than that, by the same people that did them in. So it's totally different. They did it to their own, and like I said, they're doing the same thing to others. So you can't let them get away with that kind of thing. You got to call them out on that. The thing is, infiltrators is my concern, because the government has always used infiltrators in situations like you all. You all have affected huge numbers of people, and all you have to do is look at history. If you look at the Black Panther Party, Islam, the Black Baptist churches, et cetera, all of those people dealt with infiltrators during the movement. You even had Asians in the Black Panther Party, Aoki fella. You know, he was in there for like 15 years, but he was an infiltrator. You had people like Angela Davis look like she was a good, you know, she was in there, but really she ended up being an intersectionalist and a feminist, and you know what that leads to. So, but these people are put in places, and they know what to say and they know what to do. And everything we deal with America, so much of it is theater. So, like, even that interview, we don't know if that guy is in controlled opposition. We don't know that. Say the right thing all the time. So all I'm saying is that we have to be careful of infiltrators. It's always an issue.
I don't understand, because you're speaking in generalities here. Who would you say is infiltrated? Because there's no way. Listen to what I'm saying. There's no way to guard ourselves from infiltrating. That's an impossibility. That's like chasing a ghost.
True.
So who are you saying is the possible infiltrator here, and how do we quantify who that infiltrator is?
To some degree, I'm saying that a person like Kanye West could be a potential, would be a potential.
No, hold up, bro. No, listen, we don't do that. Because the Bible tells us what you're doing and what you're saying is actually against a law in the Bible. The Bible teaches us. Saying he could be. Listen, I could be. I'm saying, see, that's what I'm saying. So when you open it up like that, that leaves speculation for anyone. So the whole deal is you don't do that, because the Bible says an evil suspicion have overthrown judgment of many. Unless there's proof of it, you can fake it if you want, but you can't say that. That's wrong. That's evil suspicion according to the law. We have to give our people the benefit of the doubt. All people, until they show something different.
Okay.
All right? Because the example we can give right now is Judas, an infiltrator who was a friend of Christ. But the whole deal is he wasn't an infiltrator or what? Or betrayer until he betrayed. So if you walk around, suspecting under the spirit of paranoia, that will not allow you to embrace anyone. Christ don't roll like that. So be careful when you say, well, he may be this and he may be that. Until he show who he is, we cannot bear false witness and even put that out there in the air. He is what we're seeing right now. That's it. And there's nothing he can infiltrate. Because guess what? If a person came into our church with the full intent of infiltrating, you know what would happen? We would teach him, not understanding his intention. And then it would be up to him what to do in his conscience when he realized we aren't the people he thought he was infiltrating. I suppose there was many people came into this truth with their own intentions, and the Most High directed them right. Never do an evil suspicion, brother. That's what's wrong with our people. That's a sickness. I hate to use you as an example here, but don't do that on our broadcast. Unless you have proof of that, don't say it.
Okay. Yeah,
all right. Augustus. Don't worry about it. You're on hold now. Come back next week. Okay, and I love you anyway, but that's a learning example. Never put out some negative speculation that you can't take back. It's wrong. You have to give everyone the opportunity with a clean slate like the Most High does. If they do what's wrong with that opportunity, now we can say, well, you have the opportunity, and the end result showed you to be an infiltrator. But we have to give our people a chance.
Right. If I could say this very quickly, just elaborating on what you're saying.
Yes. You come on screen, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir. The reality is that everybody could be. Everybody, when you use that type of language, could be, like you mentioned.
Yes.
Everyone possibly is. When you use that type of language, that can be applied to every last one of us. The reality is that he that endureth until the end, the same shall be saved. So none of us are in the clear as far as where we stand and where we are as it pertains to this truth, this ministry, and the Most High. We all still must endure until the end. And until we do so, every last one of us is a possibly, could be, a sign. Switch your infiltrator, Indian giver, whatever term you want to use.
Exactly.
That's a possibility for all of us.
And Elder Lawyer, you notice when he said it, I included myself. Because why? Kanye is a brother just like us, regardless of his music, whatever opportunity he got in this world to become successful in this world. He's a brother just like me.
And if
we allow speculation there, what's a stop? How can I stop someone else from speculating when it comes to us?
Right.
And we have to stop this as a people. We're the only people who do things like that. Like, automatically, there's a non-trust factor amongst us. No, we have to shoot that down and give everyone the benefit of the doubt until they show otherwise.
Right.
Right? Thank you, Other Lord.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Donye has a comment. We're going down. We only have a few more. I'm well over the time. Hopefully, the line doesn't cut out. Kanye, Israelite conversation. Is Israelite changing the world? You're live.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, Donye. We're doing rapid fire now. 2 minutes. Talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm from the Virginia body, and it seems like that it's been one pivot point after the other. When we the algorithm showed that when we're keeping the holy days or whatnot, I hear that Biden had made a emergency executive order, I think. That's how he said, about the cryptocurrency being a legit currency. And then you'll see, like after that, you'll see that Kanye made a proclamation and whatnot. Now I'm seeing things called this guy, this ish guy named Rav Shlomo Yehuda. And he's everybody that's over there is proclaiming him to be the Messiah of the Jewish people. They actually, what they've been waiting for this whole time, they got their Messiah now. And everybody's following him around and like he's Christ. I don't know if you know anything about it. His name is Rav Shlomo Yehuda. It's S-H-L-O-M-O, Yehuda is Y-E-H-U-D-A-H. They acting like they got their Messiah now. So I see it's like one pivot thing after the another.
Well, that's alleged. What's his name again? Because I don't want to put out any false things out here. Because believe it or not, since I was 30, I've been hearing about a Messiah popping up over there.
Yeah, so, I see different videos say 1 year ago, okay. And I even see one now says 13 days ago. But
okay,
I mean, you can look into it yourself
again?
Or not. Rav, R-A-V, Shlomo is S-H-L-O-M-O, and then Yehuda, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H. I see some videos from 6 months, 13 days ago, 1 year ago. But this guy, I guess, is getting real prominence now. They're passing out flyers all over the place, talking about the Messiah here.
As far as I'm concerned, this is nothing. This is nothing as far as I'm concerned, it's nothing to be about nothing.
Yeah, we are all praise
when
you, Most High.
It's a bunch of crap, and I'm gonna tell you why. I know it's a bunch of crap. Okay, they can do what they want to do over there. But we all know that the Jesuits came up with a commentary, a 500-page commentary, that at the very end they would have out there, have people believe that at the very end, one Antichrist will call himself God and be the Messiah. That whole ideology came from the Catholic Church. So when they put this stuff out there, it's actually self-fulfilling prophecy to throw us off from what we should be looking at concerning what's going on with our people being Israel. And the prophecies concerning Christ is coming, the real Messiah. So usually these are smoke and mirrors and things they put out there so that we're looking into self-fulfilling prophecy that has nothing to do. They're really testing us to see if we're looking at Christ's prophecies concerning his coming. Everyone knows that if you follow Christ's doctrine, there's no one God that's going to pop up out of Israel anywhere according to the true theology of the Bible.
Yeah,
I would say,
I'm
take
glad
that
you're
with
that
a grain of salt. This is a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
Anything what we need to focus on, let me tell you, Kanye West is a bigger story than what you just talked about with this Shlomo Yehuda guy. Okay? All right. Thank you, my brother.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shalom. All
right. Shalom. Randy, 617, has a question.
Yes. Yes, I have a question. I know you mentioned blessings. You mentioned today about the temptation of Christ by Satan. And
yes,
my question is more of a spiritual type of question. When the devil was tempting the Messiah, was he tempting, when Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God," was he talking to the devil as a man, or was he talking to the devil as, "Thou shalt not tempt me being God," as a human,
well,
or as?
Well, this has nothing to do with human or non-human. That's not the discussion here. Okay?
No.
You're dealing with Satan, the entity, who also presents himself as a man on earth. Torso, two arms, two legs, a head. It tell you
mm-hmm.
that he has the form of a man, but he can take different shapes.
He's speaking
to Christ, and Christ is talking about not tempting the Most High. Christ's not speaking of himself as God. Christ is God. He's the Son of God.
Oh, okay.
But the Spirit in Christ was with the Most High in the beginning. He was one of the three
mm-hmm.
from the beginning, the first family. So he wasn't saying, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." He wasn't speaking of himself. He was talking about tempting the Most High, because it's in the law that we're not supposed to tempt God. You're not supposed to throw yourself off of a mountain knowing that the Most High is going to do something. That's tempting God. That's daring God to save you. So what Christ was really doing was correcting Satan with the Word of God. He was
cutting
the Word, using the law as his defense. And this is what they were talking about earlier, that once Kanye really get into the Word, and he'll have enough time to do so very soon, he'll be able
mm-hmm.
to actually use the Word as his defense, opposed to himself and his family. And that, and when you use that, the devil will flee. You use the Word, the devil flee. You got it?
Yes, I got it.
Thank you, my brother. Bless you.
Okay, thank you too. Blessings.
Oh, well. All right, going to the next thing here. Going to the next. I'm almost finished. I'm almost. Sunshine, I see you. I'm going to bring you in. Don't worry about it. Israel 971. Great question, Randy. Israel.
Hey, Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, Israel. How are you?
I'm all right, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. 2 minutes. Shoot.
Okay, cool, man. Yeah, man, the Most High has showed me all of these brothers and sisters on a few occasions. He showed me Will Smith, and then he brought Monique to my mind, and then he brought Kanye to my mind. And all of these people have something in common. They're getting deserted, you know. Or they have gotten deserted. People abandoning them. And the Lord has shown me, I believe, that He wanted me to make a movie with Kanye. That being said, now that I have an interest with that, it caused me to think, man, everybody's abandoning me. Should I make a movie with a brother or not? But I just want to share that with you. But with that being said, it caused me to realize, God wants me to stick with
Israel. Israel.
Go ahead.
Do you have the means to make the movie?
No, that's yay.
So when you say God wants you to make a movie with yay, you don't have the means. Are you an actor?
No, I want to be a movie producer.
Okay, so you are aspiring to get into that area of art. Okay, all right.
Yes, sir.
Well, hopefully the Most High work it out for you.
Yeah, I hope so, man. But I believe He was teaching me something, like, you know, stick with your brothers. Don't be like, you know, not to put shade to the Saint Peter, but, you know, Christ got deserted. You know what I'm saying? When everybody was against Christ, and I believe the Most High was highlighting it for me as well.
Yeah. Well, brother, great point. And just let us know how that movie thing works out. Just stay in touch with us, all right?
Most definitely. That fit. That, hey, I wanted to Well, I can't. Well, nobody knows who I am. I want to work on that 15 and diamond thing too. See, by law, you can't tell nobody that you doing it publicly, but nobody knows who I am. But I want to work on that 15 and diamond too, man.
All right, give me a call. We can, what my son say, chop it up. All right, my brother.
What's up? Right. Hello. All right.
All right, 575, an aspiring producer. 575, hey, anything is possible with the Most High. 575, area code.
Gentlemen, elders, how are you tonight?
I am blessed by the best, and his name is Ahiah.
All right.
We'll find out after this is over. I'm going to do my prayer. And then before I go to sleep, I'm going to find out what else Kanye is saying out there. I believe he's keeping himself public, understanding what's going on. Sometimes the best defense is to keep yourself public. And I believe that he's doing that to defend himself. I'm sure the conversations out there aren't too healthy for those he was once, you know, aligned with. I digress. Talk to us. What's your name? Anaya.
Anaya. Yes. Anaya, yes, sir.
How are you? What's yours?
All right. Well, in the case of Mr. West, I think that he may be doing some Nat Turner moves politically when it comes to the music industry and shining some light on, you know, some of the things that are going on politically and how the music industry is actually a political tool. And they also remind me somewhat of the military-industrial complex because they're very, very organized and very well-structured. Very well funded, and they have a particular target that they're working on. And so with that being said, it is warfare. It's spiritual warfare, psychological warfare in very high levels, spiritual warfare in very, very high levels. And like I said, it's very well organized. Everything is compartmentalized, too, in terms of how we view the music industry. And I think sometimes the insiders, how they view it, they all have their posts to man, and they man them very well. And so I think the takeaway for us is we have to realize that their machine would not work without us.
They
would have no machine without us.
Yeah, because,
we're the talent.
Because really, exactly, you need product. And they're not the product. If anything, they'll look what we're doing and just try to copy and, you know, and create an M&M. But anyway,
right.
Let me ask you this real quick. Sister, how old are you? Just transitioning politically because this is segueing into what I'm dealing with Friday. How old are you?
I am 47.
47. When did the last time you voted?
I don't vote.
You never voted?
No.
What about for Obama?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. What do you think about voting for coming up the midterm elections? Did you hear what Kanye West said about how Kim Kardashian was contacted by the Clintons?
I did hear something about that. I'm not at all surprised. They have their high-level sorcerers and witches in the mix. Mm. Nothing different than what was happening in ancient Egypt. You know, with their sorcerers, this is the new Egypt. So you would expect for them to have their governing bodies in high places giving the orders to their conduits here on this realm to do their bidding. Mm. And really, honestly, if this is a culmination of what Babylon, Egypt, Rome, and the like, you would think that all of those spirits or princes that were over each one of those empires would be conglomerate right now in the heavens, ruling what's happening on earth as we speak. Our only help is going to come from the Most High. He's watching all of this, and he knows much more than we know what we stand in need of. And as far as the change, are Israelites changing the world? Israelites, we are a world within a world. And the Most High calling back the captivity of that world or bringing into order that world is can only have an inevitable effect on their world. And I do believe that's what they're referring to when they talk about climate chaos. They're talking about
really
a spiritual climate chaos when the world of Israel is put back in order. And that's what they've been waiting.
That's a good point. So the social climate change is more so socially, politically, spiritually.
Yes.
Great, great observation. Now, he said real quick that he knew something was wrong when the Clintons called his wife and was trying to urge Kim Kardashian as an influencer to get our people to partake in the campaign. Of the campaign they were doing in 2020 when they was trying to get all of our people to get in on it. And it's deep how the politics in the healthcare industry and the entertainment industry was working in tandem. And he's seeing Hillary Clinton, the Clintons calling his wife. Not calling his wife about, you know, being on the show with the Kardashians. No. To use her influence to tell our people what to do. I mean, there's a whole, man, wait till Friday comes, because is he right that other people control the vote and control the direction of black people outside of black people? Are we politically controlled by these parties? And if so, what can we do to break free? That's the conversation I'm going to have. Sister, thank you. I really appreciate you, and everything you said was right on. And, hey, I'm going to look into that change thing, because maybe they were speaking, they were actually making an analogy there. They were
I do believe so.
That, it was more so parabolic. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
No, Shalom, elders.
Shalom. Good point. Hey, we got some sharp brothers and sisters up in this group. Hey, watch out. Y'all may be hearing Kanye one of these days, I'll tell you. Gerard has a question.
All praise to the Most High, Elder. I just want to comment on the Kanye West topic.
Okay.
A lot of us and laughed at this brother, said he was crazy, said he lost his mind. Until now, you see what his real motivation was behind all of that. And now a lot of our people are sitting back, really opening their eyes and their ears to what he's saying. The industry in itself is full of lies, thieves, devils, and wolves. And he is exposing them through his influence to let us know, like, this is what's happening. This is what's happening to all our young brothers and sisters listening to everything that they're portraying and putting out there in the street beyond what reality is or their reality is. And so we have a lot of the youth these days. I'm a former gang member, urban terrorist, I would call it, until I opened my eyes and stepped back and left that life many, many, many moons ago. Many moons ago. So I see the point that he's trying to make and trying to give us all that information. That's what I have to say about that, but I do have a question.
Yes.
My soon-to-be wife and I are cohabitating, and I wanted to know if that's against any of the laws for us to be cohabitating, even though we are both under vows of celibacy.
Well, no, that's between you and her, and you're bringing family together between your family and her family. As long as that's the agreement for the union, that's fine. Okay.
Okay. That has been for the last 2.5-3 years.
Okay, well, as long as both of your father and mother and your family agree with the union, or are together under that union, both tied put together that no man put asunder. Okay?
Absolutely. I just needed some clarification and verification. All praise to the Most High Elder. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, are you a part of a church?
We are not. We are in the Pacific Northwest. We are trying to find the part of the body up here. It's been a struggle for us. I've reached out several times to try to see where the rest of our people are, and it's been a struggle for the both of us to try to find some of the brothers and sisters up here.
Okay, hold on. Let me write down your... Write down your number. I'll give you a call. See what we can do. Checking you with the body.
Please, I would very much appreciate it.
Are you in the academy?
I am not. I am currently watching your YouTube videos. I would like to enroll into the academy also.
Okay, I would suggest you're missing it. Go to historytimes.org and get it. Because if you
I heard.
we're quite guarded under the new guidelines here. So there's not much we can really bring forth on the level we did before YouTube was purchased by the entities. Right? So I'll let it be there. All right?
I understand that.
I suggest strictly for your Bible progression that you get to be a part of that academy. It's very inexpensive. Nothing in comparison.
I know
her and I have
discussed it, and that is something that we are both going to partake in starting very, very soon.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. We're trying to break records on this because we got to get what we can to get resources. So. You're helping
Absolutely.
Us. You're helping us help you. All right.
I appreciate it. Please, contact with me. Okay.
Right. We're going to call you. No doubt about it. All right.
Absolutely.
Shalom, Robert, and then we're going to let Sunshine Sandman this whole thing out of here. How you doing, Robert?
Shalom, elders, and the entire body of GOCC. We definitely is a force to be reckoned with. I believe the Most High is using whoever he needs to use to wake us up in every aspect. The ironic thing is me and my family spoke on this today, and it came out. And I think the Most High will utilize anybody he needs to utilize in order to wake up Israel, you know what I'm saying, and let us know who we are. Nothing against Edomites my entire life, you know. I've been a great athlete as well as an outspoken individual. I'm in the corporate world. I'm an engineer or whatnot. I've brought it to my boss's attention and stuff. It's not a week that doesn't go by that he doesn't remind me that I'm an Israelite. And anytime I'm around Edomites, he always makes it be known. In the corporate arena, me personally, I don't feel us as a people because the Most High has set us aside from all nations and all people. He made us a force to be reckoned with, and he set us aside from all people. We're not like any other people among the face of the earth or whatnot. And I think that's the thing. I've never looked up to Edomites, and I never will look up to Edomites. In that sense, I don't have anything against Edomites or anything, though, but I don't think we possess that aura. And I believe that's the one thing that they've always known about us. They've known who we were, and they know who we are. I am in the academy. I do look into the word and everything, and it's always been there. In their books as well as in our books, it lets us know who we are and how we're separated from them in all aspects. So dealing with Kanye, having the platform that he has a platform that a lot of us do not have. And whoever the Most High has to use, from him to Bill Cosby to Ice Cube to whoever it is, in order for the world to know who Israel is, You know what I'm saying? He's going to do that. Yeah. The thing about this world is people don't believe it's coming to an end and it's going to be a new world. We're in Babylon.
Oh.
Even before I came into the truth, I knew we was in Babylon. You know, when you tell people this world is going to come to an end and it's time is up, they don't believe it from any aspect. And I can't think of it, but like you say in the word, how he made us jealous. You know what I'm saying? The things that we always look to have in this world in the sense of what they've had, we always had it from within. Our richness comes from the Most High. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing like us. We can have joy when we have nothing. You know what I'm saying? We don't need the material things in this world to make us happy in every aspect. But in the sense of where the world is going and how it will end up, people don't get in it. They don't understand it, though. But I'm patient. You know, I'm happy that the Most High is calling us together as a whole, and more people are waking up. You know what I'm saying? It's a great thing. It's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy to me how in the word, like it says, we trust in our oppressor. And we can't see that in any aspect. And we'll tear down another brother before we build one up, or another sister before we build one up. But we'll look at them as if they do no evil doing. You know,
right.
So I yield on that, though. I love y'all all. I love the entire body. And, yeah, it's been a great discussion tonight, though. So it was worth it. I'm glad the Most High is using whoever he has to use to let us know who we are. And like you say, whoever endures to the end, that's all that matters.
Exactly, brother. Thank you. And I'm going to be calling you soon. All right.
Absolutely.
If you have those skills, nation is going to need it. So I'm going to call you soon, all right?
Absolutely.
I'll put your number down. All right.
Definitely. I love y'all. Bless you, too.
Man, thank you, my brother. Continue to support the work. And may the Most High bless you and your family. Bless you.
Thank you.
And before we bring in Sunshine, very in this, let me put this out there. We told you all it was going to happen, that now our people has awakened. Look what they're doing over in D.C. right now. Look what they're doing in Washington, D.C. We told you. D.C. Council advances bill to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. Will they do anything for us? They'll get some people to come from over the border or the Middle East. You notice all these strangers popping up from the Middle East and all that in East India, and there it is. Non-citizens to vote in local elections. These are the people y'all voted in. Now, what constituency do non-citizens have in the United States? But they got so much power that citizens or politicians are jockeying to have them vote. They must know they're losing our people. The replacements are here. The replacements are here. I'm going to be talking about that and more. Hey, folks. So if the replacements are here, what are they going to do with us? I'm going to tell you, folks, it isn't good. Good. They're going to pass legislation to house these people, to give them the jobs and the opportunities that once belonged to our people under the civil rights. And who knows, you know? Who knows what they're planning for us? It isn't good. We're going to be talking about that more this Friday. All right. Last but not least, Sunshine, let her rip. 2 minutes.
Hi, Elvis. Shalom. Hi. Shalom, Elvis. Hi. Okay.
Let her rip.
Okay, Elvis. Oh, it's so true that the world tells us, the word tells us how many shall be offended in that day, and where there's truth and rebuke and reproof and examples of righteousness waking and walking in this earth, those who do not want light to shine on their darkness and reveal the wickedness that they have always work for years to conceal, but become gravely offended and immediately following that offense is the defensive posture as shown in the example video of such an alleged liar named Cohen. Immediately, the real deal thugs and perpetrators being called out for inconsistencies between what they speak in solemnness and pretentious care for our plight and situation that they have helped to nurture into greater degradations through the harlotry and gangster rap you mentioned earlier. They witch, like another caller was mentioning, with such sharpness and ferocity from somber, apathetic, and thoughtful for us who are the true children of Israel to defensive and self-protecting and even injuring to our worth, to our importance, and to our whole world contributions. And they do so with a complainer's shrill in the false voice as victims, saying things like, "Who is Dame Dash?" Though the heart of the claimed bread and butter and the people that need to get feed are built off the back of as many as Dame Dash that the industry experts all should know. And this is like a brazen scoffer's example of the disrespect and ungratefulness that the offended nation who got rich off of our fall showed to our people in every way they operate against us to this very day. Even more like the culture vultures, some in envying and strife against us use multi-levels to keep us in degradation to maintain what they have stolen and do not plan to ever give back, knowing that all ultimately belongs to us, being the former of all things. They push laws against us and how we operate naturally and keep us in like circular empty thoughts and talks and keep us distracted with wars and rumors of wars and false flags and the fear of death from the medical apparatus, the medical religious apparatus, to thrust upon us that unless we bend to their will and perspectives, diverse famines would overtake us and all kinds of things. And they create the bait of white injustices against blacks to later then spin Israelite injustices against all the people everywhere. And they're using our people against us. And all of this amounts to not only word, but indeed. And at the same time, they full well know we are worth more than sparrows and are the rightful owners of every place our feet set upon as the sands of the sea. And we are the rightful heirs of the promise. And we are grievous to look upon by the conspirators, because when they look upon us, no matter how badly they treat us or seek to treat us, they cannot like truly handle or put a grip on us because of our God-given creativity and endless gift that cannot be hid under a table or bushel. And though the witness, and you know, through that, the awakening with every single one of us, every living Israelite, one at a time, we're changing everything and the world that's upside down to right side up. And they can see our God, Ahaya, our time, our kingdom, our royalty, our loyalty. And at the same time, they see their own nakedness as phonies and usurpers of thrones. And they also see that click, click, tick, tock, clock ticking down to the judgment that's inevitable that they won't escape. And Christ, who are in Christ, none will fall out of his hands. And so that's all I wanted to say. Praise the Most High. Praise the Most High and bless you, elders. Bless you.
Bless you. That concludes our broadcast for this evening. And that's right. The Most High is calling back Israel. Hold up. Let me see how you...
Yay. Kwam Yasha.
Yay. Kwam Yasha.
Yedaya. Kwam Yasha. Oh, bless you, elders. Oh. Oh. Oh, that's the Most High. Oh.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, Sarala.